Family of Somalian ISIS leader living in taxpayer-funded flat in Britain, report. By Kurt Zindulka on December 8, 2025. The wife and children of a Somalian ISIS leader are reportedly living in taxpayer-funded accommodation in Britain. The purported global leader of the so-called Islamic State terrorist network, Abdul Qadir Mumin, has a wife and three children living in a council apartment in the town of Slough in southeast England, the Daily Mail reported. Mumin, known for his red dyed beard, who is said to have recently been elevated to the supreme commander of ISIS and who is one of the world's most wanted terrorists, is currently believed to be hiding out in the remote Kalmaskad Mountains of the Puntland region of Somalia as he seeks to marshal Islamist forces under his banner. Prior to his ascension, the jihadist lived in London between 2003 to 2010. During this time, Mumin met and married a British Somali woman, Muna Abdul, and fathered three children with her. Abdul is believed to be his second of four wives. While living in London, Mumin was reportedly a frequent speaker at the Greenwich Mosque, where he is said to have crossed paths with fellow terrorists, including jihadi John Muhammad Amwazi, one of the so-called ISIS beatles who oversaw the execution of Western journalists and others in Iraq and Syria. Another attendee of the mosque at the time was Michael Odibolaho, who later murdered British soldier Lee Rigby near the Royal Artillery Barracks in 2013. Both would-be terrorists are said to have attempted joining Islamist groups in Somalia. Additionally, Mumin is alleged to have been a regular at several cafes in London where Somalians recruited militants to fight for the Al-Shabaab terror network. Although the would-be ISIS leader left Britain to join the global jihad movement in 2010, his wife and three children remained in the country and are reportedly living off the taxpayers' dime in a council flat. Speaking to the Mail, his wife, Muna Abdul, said, "He left me with three children. It's not been easy for me. He didn't even tell me where he was going. He just came home one day and said he was leaving. He abandoned us. What else do you want me to say? We have not seen or heard from him in more than 10 years. We have nothing to do with him. The kids know who he is, but they don't have any contact with him either." Abdul said that she visited her terrorist husband in Somalia over 10 years ago but said that she has not had any contact with him since. A family friend, identified in the paper as Ibrahim, said that Mumin had become more radicalized while living in Britain, claiming before that, you could say he was more of a traditionalist preacher. It comes as the British government admitted that it has been prevented from deporting around 170 dangerous foreign nationals, half of whom are believed terrorists or extremists, due to human rights laws, such as the European Convention on Human Rights, ECHR, which Britain is bound by despite Brexit as it is technically a separate institution from the European Union. In 2023, it was reported that the British taxpayer was also subsidizing the housing of Mohamed Ghassem Sawala, who is said to have ran armed operations in the West Bank for the Hamas terrorist group before fleeing to the UK in the 1990s and later being granted British citizenship. Follow Kurt Zindulka on X, follow @KurtZindulka or email to xzindulka@breitbart.com.